This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1371. 7 Essential Travel Tips for People with IBS by Jamie Friedlander with healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of 6 shows in our network covering a bunch of different topics. And then on Fridays on this show, I do something a little different. I answer your health questions right here on the show. And if you've sent me a question already, I thank you for taking the time to do so, and thank you so much for your trust. When you send me a question, it tells me that you trust me to give you the best advice. So it really means a lot. Now, before we get to today's post, don't forget, we give life tips, inspirational quotes, an inside look into our podcasts, and more on our free weekly newsletter. By signing up for our newsletter, it's a great way to show your support. You're telling us that you like what we're doing and telling us to keep doing it, basically. So come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address to join. Again, it means a lot to us and it tells us that we should keep doing this because you like it. All right, let's finally get to today's post and start optimizing your life. 7 Essential Travel Tips for People with IBS by Jamie Friedlander with healthline.com. Traveling with irritable bowel syndrome, or IBS, can be unpleasant, to say the least. Rachel Pauls, a female pelvic medicine specialist based in Cincinnati, has struggled traveling with IBS more times than she can count. At one business dinner, she just moved food around on her plate because she knew the meal would trigger her IBS symptoms. On another trip to an all-inclusive resort with her family, she ate only scrambled eggs and turkey for a week to keep her symptoms at bay. According to Dr. Pauls, an IBS flare-up can quickly ruin a vacation or business trip. The urge to run to the bathroom during an important meeting can feel awkward, and the need to be cautious when trying new foods at dinner with family can feel like a burden. According to Ashkan Farhadi, MD, a gastroenterologist at Memorial Care Orange Coast Medical Center, quote, "There is no question that some IBS symptoms can get aggravated during travel, but some of those things can be preemptively dealt with," end quote. Here are some simple strategies to keep in mind the next time you're traveling with IBS. 1. Skip the local delicacies. Dr. Farhadi says, quote, "People with IBS are prone to having bad reactions to new foods," end quote. For this reason, he recommends a cautious diet when traveling. He also says, quote, "Rather than going everywhere unknown and testing a lot of new foods, you should be a little bit more conservative with your diet and try things that are more known to you and your gut," end quote. Dr. Pauls has learned to manage her IBS when traveling by planning ahead. She always calls hotels beforehand to ask for a mini fridge in her room to store her perishable food. She brings a handful of snacks she knows are safe everywhere she goes, especially in her carry-on for the plane ride. And if she dines out at a restaurant, she makes sure to check the menu online beforehand to find IBS-friendly items. While traveling, try bringing snacks like crackers that you know won't irritate your stomach. 2. If you're constipation-prone, prep with stool softeners. People with IBS who travel long distances can be more susceptible to constipation for many reasons. It might be the lack of access to a bathroom or a very busy schedule. In those cases, Dr. Farhadi recommends preemptive action. Quote, "You should be using stool softeners or something before travel to help prevent constipation. End quote. 3. If you're diarrhea prone, reduce stress before flying. Many people with IBS feel stressed out once they board a plane for fear that they won't have access to a bathroom. Dr. Farhadi says that anxiolytics or other medications can calm people who have anxiety during travel. If you prefer not to take medication, consider downloading a meditation app or a calming playlist for the plane ride. Selecting an aisle seat can also prevent the inevitable anxiety that accompanies asking your neighbor to get up several times throughout the flight so you can access a restroom. 4. Begin taking a probiotic a few days before travel. One challenge facing all travelers, but especially people with IBS, is food poisoning. Dr. Farhadi says, quote, "Exposure to food poisoning can result in a flare-up of the IBS," end quote. In turn, this can lead to unpleasant side effects, including traveler's diarrhea. One measure that can help prevent diarrhea is taking a probiotic. Dr. Farhadi recommends the following, quote, "Even if you aren't a religious user of probiotics while at home, you should definitely consider taking one a few days before you go and while you're there to prevent the chances of traveler's diarrhea and also to calm your irritable bowel syndrome," end quote. 5. Keep up your healthy habits. IBS can be exacerbated by stress and a change of routine. If you exercise regularly at home, try to keep this routine in place when you're on the road. For Dr. Pauls, exercise is a must. Quote, "Exercise helps me avoid IBS flare-ups, so I make sure there is a fitness room that is open early enough for me to work out," end quote. The same strategy applies to sleep. To keep stress levels low, attempt to get a similar amount of sleep as you do at home. 6. Learn the local tongue. Having IBS often means needing to ask where the bathroom is, or if certain dishes have ingredients that are a no-go for you. If you're traveling somewhere you don't speak the local language, consider looking up how to say certain things beforehand. Knowing how to say bathroom and ask simple food-related questions can help lower some of the stress associated with traveling with IBS. So, in summary, here's your IBS travel checklist. Bring snacks you know are safe. Get an aisle seat if flying. Try a stress-reducing meditation app in transit. Take a pre-travel probiotic. Prioritize your usual sleep and exercise routine. And finally, learn key bathroom and food phrases in your destination's language. And finally, 7, be flexible with your IBS traveling strategy. Most importantly, remember that IBS affects each person differently. Even for one person, different travel situations can provoke different symptoms. Quote, "If you're traveling for business or a meeting and it's stressful, you might not even be able to drink your coffee because it's very disturbing for your gut." According to Dr. Farhadi, quote, "If you're traveling for business or a meeting and it's stressful, you might not even be able to drink your coffee because it's very disturbing for your gut. But if this is for vacation, you might even be able to have spicy food or something you aren't able to eat at other times," end quote. Basically, every IBS experience can vary. So approach each trip prepared and with a flexible mindset. With luck, it'll lead to a trip free of flares and full of fun. You just listened to the post titled 7 Essential Travel Tips for People with IBS by Jamie Friedlander with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Going back to tip number four. Taking a probiotic a few days before travel? I know that finding an effective, safe, and reliable probiotic can be a huge challenge. There are so many out there, it can be really hard to navigate all of the options available. Luckily, studies have found that certain probiotic strains and certain brands are most helpful for those with irritable bowel syndrome. Now, before I get to the specifics, please know that studies have not quite determined the ideal dosage. That's because, as you heard when I was reading today's article, everyone's IBS experience is a little different. So exactly how many milligrams, micrograms, teaspoons, or tablespoons of these probiotics we need to take every day really hasn't been determined. Also, please know that probiotics should not be used as a replacement for whatever treatments your healthcare provider has recommended. All right, with all of those disclaimers now out of the way, if you and your healthcare provider feel that taking probiotics may be helpful for you, these have been shown through studies to be most helpful for those with IBS. Culturelle, Align, and VSL3. These brands are readily available at many pharmacies. You can always, as a backup, follow the dosing instructions on their packaging, or again, consult your healthcare provider for more specifics. And of course, if you do plan to travel, please stay safe. All right, that'll wrap up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. Thank you for signing up for our newsletter. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.